This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. So it's my pleasure today to be joined by Dr. Thomas Frieden, Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Dr. Frieden has a long history working in both communicable and non-communicable diseases, and he joins us today to talk about the International AIDS Conference. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
It's great to be here.
So I wanted to start by opening the scene to the United States. What does the HIV epidemic in the United States look like?
We have more hope for HIV now than we ever have before, but we also have so far to go. We have a better idea of what we need to do and where we need to do it. We have new tools for prevention. We know that people on treatment are drastically less likely to infect others, 96% reduction, and that they're going to live healthier and longer themselves. So this is very important because we basically have prevention and treatment now in synergy, whereas sometimes they have seemed to be in conflict in the past.
And are there lessons from our domestic response that we can take globally, or is it the other way around, where our response globally can teach us how to fight HIV/AIDS in the United States?
There are really important lessons that all communities can learn from others. So we've been very impressed, for example, in some countries, by the rigorous monitoring of how patients on treatment are doing and holding providers accountable. And that's something we need to do better in this country. The fact that only 28% of people living with HIV in the U.S. have their viral load suppressed or effectively treated is just not good enough. We need to do much better offering and ensuring that we're providing state-of-the-art care for people.
And are there lessons domestically that we can perhaps take global?
I think some of the progress in areas such as San Francisco and Massachusetts, where we're beginning to see big decreases in new cases of HIV, are real hope. Now, there's a difference between a localized and a generalized epidemic, but the basic concept that treatment is prevention is so important.
And it's day five of the conference. What have you seen that's made you optimistic? What do you hope we take from this conference going forward?
I've been encouraged by how positive people are. We have momentum and we're making progress. There are also some very exciting scientific developments. So CDC's work in Africa has now identified an assay that can determine whether cases are new. So an incidence assay that's better than we've ever had. It works well, at least for HIV-C. It's a game changer in our ability to assess whether our efforts to drive incidence down are working or not. So that's very important. And I'm impressed with many of the other advances, even if they're incremental, they can make a big difference. For example, a point-of-care test for cryptococcal infection could prevent tens of thousands of deaths in future years.
So can you talk about how we've come so far in the AIDS response and what do you see as the opportunities and challenges going forward?
The progress that we're making in HIV is to a large extent a tribute to decades of advocacy from the community, of hard work by scientists, of hard work by community activists, as well as doctors, nurses, public health workers in this country and around the world. And we're beginning to reap the fruits of that labor, not only in HIV, where we've got treatment and we've got tests and we've got access, not as widely as we'd like or as effectively as we'd like, but real progress, but even outside of HIV, where we're seeing a different approach to clinical trials, a different approach to drug development and licensing for severe conditions. I think this is a tribute to wonderful collaborative work in the U.S. and around the world. And one of the challenges in the future is to take that forward into the intersection between public health and clinical medicine, and to ensure that in the health system, we're making sure that every patient gets the care they need to stay healthy.
Well, Dr. Frieden, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.